We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Both ruled out for this game. Juju, knee injury. We still don't know how the hell it happened, which is so...
It's very odd. And the fact that we haven't gotten any kind of a specificity here drilled down to, like, hey, it's his meniscus, hey, it's an MCL, or it's an ACL sprain, any of that, is very strange. And I said this yesterday, I'll say it again, Dorn. People gamble on the NFL. Like, I'm sure Josh Shaw would have loved to have known the specific nature of this injury for Juju.
Yeah, they're acting like it's like the NHL.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Steelers to say he's out of the concussion protocol but still dealing with a lower body injury.
I don't think it's the Steelers' obligation to volunteer that information.
I know, but usually
where are the insiders? Where's Schefter? Where's Lock and DeForo?
Where's Ed Bouchette? Where's anybody local or national?
Ed Back is...
Okay, but I'm saying locally and nationally, people we would trust to have this story one way or the other by hook or crook, nobody's got it.
Maybe they've got a scoop off the record and it just hasn't come to light yet. Maybe it leaves us to speculate.
Does it make you wonder,
something happened off the field that we don't know about.
Does it make you wonder, just like Antonio Brown's faux knee injury last year, where for a couple days it lasted that people said, I guess he's got to get his knee looked at, and then it exploded when people knew what was actually going on? I'm not saying that's what's happening with Juju, because I think it would have come out by now, but it is very strange that we don't know anything.
Yeah, he said on Wednesday that it's going to be a while, and he hopes to be back before the end of the regular season or the playoffs. And then James Conner told us on Monday that he's not ready, and he echoed that
again. But at least we know what his injury is. It's an AC joint.
He said the end of the regular season or playoffs, so that's like 6 weeks.
Right.
He'd be out.
From the start of when it happened in Cleveland, you're right.
You played in the league, Doran. Why would this be such a generalized version of an injury? Why are we not getting anything, as Pony said, either from our local or national insiders, people whose job it is to know the pertinent details? Nobody seems to have a whisper on this. Why? Why would you think that is?
Maybe to keep other teams on their toes to see if he's going to come back and play each week. I honestly don't know. It's kind of bizarre to think that, like, he might be out for 6 weeks and we have no idea what the injury is.
Other than where it is on his body, we don't know the exact.
And he has a knee brace and he's out dancing at birthday parties and stuff. But
now, you don't like that, do you?
No, I hate that.
Why?
I hate that. That's a distraction, as we were just talking about last segment. That's a big distraction.
Fair or not, doesn't it tell people, like, whether he could actually play football or not, dancing at a party is a totally different thing. But if people see that he's moving around on his knee, it makes them logically jump to, why aren't you playing?
Yes. Yes. And why are you going to be out to the end of the season? And this was last week, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, who's been the bigger disappointment? One of the things that Steelers fans were hoping for this year is that Juju replaced AB and Connor picked up where he left off in replacing Le'Veon Bell. Neither one of those things has really happened. So in your minds, guys, who's been the bigger disappointment, Juju or Connor?
For me, it's been Connor. One big game. It's because what has befallen James Connor this season has been predictable in one sense and not. The not predictable part is that for a long stretch of time, he just did not look like an effective running back whatsoever. And then the more disappointing and predictable part is once he got clicking a little bit, here comes the injury bug yet again. So I would say he's had the more disappointing year. Juju's had a bad season, in my opinion. But it's at least something we could have foreseen the minute Ben got hurt, that it would immediately get tougher. And this is the first time he's missed a lot of time with an injury. Connor just feels like I'm hearing the same old song again, and it's a disappointing one.
I got to go with Juju. I mean, everybody wants to be the man until they're the man. And he had an opportunity to be a number one wide receiver, to, you know, have a big year this year with Antonio Brown being gone. And he didn't step up in one way all year. He hasn't stepped up all year. They don't even need him, really. They really don't need him right now. Have they needed him the past
couple games? James Washington's been better in the last five games than Juju has been at any stretch this year.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they miss him. They're still not scoring any points.
They're winning. Well,
because the defense is great. Their offense needs him. I mean, do they need him to win? No, they clearly don't, because they're 7-5 and the defense.
If he comes back,
is
he their best receiver?
Yes.
Don't think so. I think James Washington is more useful to them at this point.
Wait, the offense needs him.
The
he
offense
hasn't done anything all year, though.
Okay, but he's another useful player. I'd rather have Juju Smith-Schuster on the field than Deion Kane. You know, like
I mean,
Deion
Kane made a nice catch in Cincy.
He also drew a pass interference penalty. I get it. Okay, he's been
That was a big pass interference because it was first and goal from the one.
He's been found money for them. I still think Juju's been the bigger disappointment of the two guys because he hasn't been a number one wide receiver, and whether that's circumstance or double coverage, they sound like excuses at the end of the day to me. He's averaged 4 catches and 52 yards a game. That's not number one wide receiver production.
He has one
100-yard
game, and it's against the Dolphins, so it doesn't actually count.
And I think Connor, like, my expectations for Connor were not that he was going to be a Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley type running back. Is that he was probably – this is where James Connor, I think, is best fit. You have a running back by committee where you use more than one guy, and he's probably the lead back or the workhorse, the guy that gets the biggest number of carries from the group, like a Tevin Coleman type or like a Mark Ingram type when he was in New Orleans.
Aaron
with
Jones,
Rashad Penny.
Just a guy that is like probably the biggest volume from the group, but he's not the type of running back where you're like, man, we don't want to take him off the field ever because he's so
and
good.
And we're leaving out two things about each guy, which just compounds the disappointment. Both of them are singularly responsible, I would say especially Juju, for this team not being 9-3 or
Connor's
at least
8-4. Connor's
fumble
against the Niners, yep. And Juju against the
Rams. I would say Juju's is worse in that department because it looked like they were about 2 plays away with a very reliable this year Chris Boswell from winning a game. It looked like they had no business winning.
One guy to me is a distraction, one guy isn't. I mean, it's clearly that Juju has thoughts outside of football and building his brand and building his name up. James
but
Connor,
part of
you don't
building
really hear
that
from
brand
him.
Is he's got to produce on the football
that's what
field.
I'm saying.
He's got to realize that.
Right.
That's well, that's what I'm why
saying.
It's a distraction.
Yeah,
if he had 950 yards receiving and he was like single-handedly dragging whatever quarterback they put back there, not that I agree with Dorn that he's the bigger distraction of the two, but just to his point, if he was single-handedly like turning Rudolph and or Hodges into a better player and he was still doing this stuff off the field, you'd be like, hey, he's walking the walk as best anybody could possibly expect him to circumstances.
And Juju was as beloved as any Steeler player. He won the team MVP last year. But this is what I do not sense this year. When Larry Fitzgerald was stuck with bad quarterbacks in Arizona, there was sympathy. There were people feeling sorry for him. Like, man, his numbers are down because he doesn't have a good quarterback to get him the ball. And you could make that same excuse for Juju this year. But I don't really hear anybody that really wants to make it for him.
You can't really make that.
You know what
excuse.
I mean?
Larry earned that excuse.
Larry had years where he was still putting up 1,000 yards
but
with bums.
He had years in his prime in his late 20s.
Yeah, 12, 13, and 14, he was terrible. Except in that 13 season. You know what? I say that.
What was the lowest of his numbers in one of those seasons?
So he had 784 that last year.
Okay.
But in the middle of that, we say he had a bad run in his prime. He's still, in the middle year of that 3 years, 10 touchdowns, 954 yards.
If Juju had played a full season at the pace he was going, he would have had over 800 receiving yards. And that's usually where you find number two wide receivers.
Correct.
Like, that's where you find, like, the Muhammad Sanus of the world.
But he was
guys
being
like
asked
that.
To be a number one this year, which
and
makes all the
difference.
And he wants
to get paid like a number one, too, and that's not going to happen this offseason. I don't think.
I think people are bitterly disappointed because they hate being let down, and everyone wanted to believe because they felt he was a much better guy than AB that he would be just as good of a receiver, and you're finding out that that's not the case.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.